time for Conversations with MIT Medical. Care for the community. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Dental care in the United States is different from other kinds of medical care. If you have a problem with your teeth or your gums, you do need to see a dentist. And here to tell us about dental services at MIT Medical is my guest, Dr. Ali Muftu. He's the chief of dental services at MIT Medical. Dr. Muftu, tell us what services MIT Dental offers.
Thanks for having me. We see a diverse group of patients in terms of age, health status, and dental needs at MIT. So in 2018, we had about 15,000 active patients and more than 800 new patients. So for this large group, I can summarize our services under three major groups: emergency care, preventive care, and restorative care. So we do provide general dentistry, which includes comprehensive, limited, and emergency exams, fillings, sealants, fluoride applications, simple extractions, pain management, triage of emergencies. We do provide phase one periodontal services, such as cleaning, deep scaling, hygiene instructions, local drug deliveries. We do provide tooth bleaching, chairside or at home. And we do restore heavily damaged teeth due to trauma, previous restorations, or secondary decay, which is usually achieved by crowns or onlays. And the new thing is, as of August 1st, we offer same-day digital crowns. So this is something we expect to be very popular, considering the population that we serve and how busy they are. In addition to this, we do offer missing tooth replacements. As you can imagine, there are many combinations and patterns to tooth loss among individuals, so the treatments vary a great deal, from dentures to implants and implant services, etc. And there will be, on occasion, we have to have consults and work with other disciplines, such as periodontists and oral surgeons and orthodontists in the area. What we don't offer is a service, unfortunately, to children younger than 15. So we also refer those patients outside.
Doctor, what's the philosophy of care at the dental service at MIT Medical?
Consistent with the mission statement of MIT Medical, we really strive to build a healthier MIT so that MIT can build a better world. So our goal is to maintain and improve oral health-related quality of life of MIT community. So restoring or rehabilitating aesthetics, function, speech, comfort, and biologic health of teeth, supporting tissues, and the chewing masticatory system all fall into our practice area. As you may know, decay and gum disease are two main sources of tooth loss. So loss of teeth affect quality of life. While the etiology of both can be multifactorial, to a large extent, these diseases are preventable. So depending on number of existing restorations, nutritional habits, oral hygiene efforts, developmental or acquired defects, medications that patients use, and some other parameters, patients are classified as low, medium, and high-risk groups. So on the prevention and education side, when patients present, we would like to assess each of our patients' risk for disease and tailor specific restorative and maintenance plans for them. This is our number one important goal. On the restorative side, we have the capability to do whatever is needed to restore good overall oral health. Our treatment philosophy is really to treat each patient with respect and genuine care, just like we would like to be treated.
Isn't that a wonderful philosophy of care, Dr. Muftu? And tell us, are these dental services covered by MIT medical health plans, or is that something different?
Very few services are covered. Health insurance plans usually don't cover routine dental care, such as cleanings, dental radiographs, fillings, or crowns. However, I would encourage everyone to check with their health insurance company directly to be certain. There's good information on the website, our website for that. But for employees and graduate students and for students, there are certain options. Employees, if they have Delta Dental Premier Insurance Plan, they only need to pay the co-payments or deductibles at the time of service. MIT Dental will then file a claim with Delta Dental for the balance. Employees with other dental plans must pay in full at the time of service. If they have other dental insurance plans, we will be happy to provide a standard claim form to submit to the insurance company for their reimbursement. For students, if they are not covered under their family dental plans, we do offer a discount for them. But again, that has to be on an individual basis and has to be discussed with our financial people. Graduate students, on the other hand, and their families are eligible for graduate student dental plan. It is important to note that this coverage is optional and enrollment is not automatic, but the MIT graduate student plan is offered by MIT through Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, and it is a pretty good plan that will cover comprehensive dental care.
What's the first visit like? Tell us about the cleanings and x-rays and what the first visit for a new patient would be like.
On the first visit to the MIT Dental Service, we would like to get some diagnostic information. We would listen to you, your chief complaint, and we'll provide a plan, an alternative plan, and discuss that with you. To do that, of course, we will have to need a full set of dental radiographs. If the patient presents with previous radiographs, we could certainly use them, request them from their previous providers. But x-rays are really a good part, an important part of diagnosis. Then a dentist will do a full mouth examination, which includes oral cancer screening. And depending on problems, we will try to find solutions, come up with a plan. As I mentioned, we would classify the patient in a high, medium, or low risk group and tailor each plan for them.
So then, Dr. Muftu, what about things like braces, orthodontic services? Are those also covered? Is that something a dentist would do? Or as you said, you sometimes work with periodontists and other providers. Would that be an other provider?
That depends. Usually, orthodontic services, braces are referred for the specialist. That we have some specialists we work outside. However, adult orthodontics became a very popular topic, and there has been, you may have heard, invisible braces or little plates that align teeth for aesthetic reasons. So we are looking into these services because these are sometimes delegated to general dentists, and we have trained general dentists, some digital equipment. We will try to provide simple braces, but for the most part, we refer them to an orthodontist.
Should patients go to the dental service with dental emergencies, doctor?
Certainly. I believe if a patient says they have an emergency, that is an emergency without a question. So it doesn't matter if they lost their filling or had significant trauma to their teeth. There are, however, little nuances. Emergencies arise in many forms, and we try to accommodate all these during our current work hours. And we have pretty good coverage from 8 a.m. to 4:30 on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. During these times, we can accommodate patients regardless. Each doctor has allocated time for emergencies. Worst case, you may have the patient wait for an extra 20 minutes or so, but we should be able to help them. It is not uncommon that we do last-minute provisional restorations on front teeth of patients before they have TV interviews and so on. But after hours and over the weekends, patients should go to MIT Medical's urgent care for evaluation and triage. Our dentists are going to be on call to be in touch with them, and they would advise the urgent care service what to do and where to refer the patients if needed. So usually that would be in form of pain and infection management. And those patients usually are referred to Mass General Hospital emergency room if they have serious problems. Unfortunately, no hospital in the area is going to be able to replace fillings and crowns and so on. So those type of problems, we try to address them on the next business day. Other than that, we try to cover every emergency as possible.
What do you like about working at MIT Medical in the dental services?
I've been really fortunate to be able to continue my career here. When I first started, I was surprised to see the diversity of the population, the positive culture on campus, and the pride that everyone showed being part of the MIT family. So I really love the fact that I get the hardest questions from the brightest minds about techniques and materials that I use. After stimulating conversations, my patients may say, "I may have invented what you are using." So, which is a very special thing for a dentist to hear, actually. I like that part. But my motivation is really to come to work every day and try to match the excellence that the Institute has. And I try to do my best for that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mufti, for being with us today, for sharing your expertise and explaining about MIT Medical's dental services for us. Thank you again for joining us. This is Conversations with MIT Medical. For more information, please visit medical.mit.edu. That's medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.